It's Wednesday, November 17th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. CompTIA's outlook coupled with tech versus traditional SMBs and HP's new service offering. This is the Business of Tech. CompTIA with their new industry outlook. Their headline, a return to acceleration, innovation, and strategy for the IT industry in 2022. The research focuses on 10 trends to watch in 2022, which includes the changing workplace, including both the office and travel, as well regulation and coming changes to the way the industry is managed. The analysts predict both movement in proactive cybersecurity and the fact that most channel firms have a long way to go. Finally, consulting will expand. More channel firms will have a reckoning that reselling products and services in a cloud marketplace era is fading, but they have volumes of opportunity to transform or expand as business consulting experts. While I'm covering data, a bit more saying cloud is it via Tech Republic. 65% of companies increased the use of cloud infrastructure solutions in 2020, but 86% said their usage went up in 2021. The research distinguishes between tech-focused SMBs and traditional ones. For traditional SMBs, the biggest business pain points are recovering from the pandemic and keeping up with the technology curve. For tech-focused companies, the biggest challenges are ensuring technology meets the needs of customers and the needs of the business, in addition to recovering from the impact of COVID-19. And backing up CompTIA's predictions around the office, some 60% of firms are redesigning their offices for the post-pandemic era, according to a new report from the commercial real estate firm CBRE. They looked specifically at firms' headquarters and found that 58% are building auditoriums, 31% have outdoor spaces, and 69% have on-site baristas or coffee shops. And private offices are getting smaller. Around 80% are limiting them to 149 square feet or smaller. Why do we care? CompTIA's industry outlooks are always a good read, and I've linked to the blog. There's a bit of the paper not quite matching the headline. There's a cautious optimism in the paper and a headline that says return to innovation. Ignore the headline. Here's the key passage. Quote, history tells us that you can't stay in bunker mode forever. At some point, you must climb out. Encouragingly, signs point upward and onward as we head into 2022, with a level of cautious optimism creeping back into the technology industry. End quote. The landscape is moving more towards known problems, regulation, security, skills gaps, versus the chaos of 2020. Couple that with digging into the traditional versus tech-focused SMB. I love that lens. Tech-focused ones are better customers for IT services. 44% of traditional SMBs use hosting and infrastructure services compared to 66% of tech-focused ones. There may be a market in moving companies from one to the other, too. Finally, that data on office space. It's bigger companies to be sure, and those listeners do care, but the takeaway for smaller companies is re-examining their space. I wouldn't just be renewing a lease, that's for sure. And there's technology embedded in the move to hot desking. HP is launching a new subscription management service for small and mid-sized businesses that aims to streamline Microsoft Cloud licensing. HP's subscription management offering provides license management for Microsoft 365 and the software giant's cloud catalog. HP also provides analytics and usage data by user, department, and geography so IT teams can shift and scale subscriptions. In addition to right-sizing subscriptions, HP Subscription Management secures remote work applications, optimizes them, and provides ongoing checks. The service also has license inventory data as well as spending trends, and this quoting generously from ZDNet. Why do we care? Put one more big company on the list of those offering services directly. Need your Microsoft stuff? Buy via HP. There's a number of smart flavors out there. Couple the CompTIA data with this story. If consulting is the big opportunity, this isn't a threat at all. This is a service alignment where consulting is useful regardless. If your core value is helping companies with their technology, this isn't entirely in alignment with that. You don't have to use this, sure, but assume it's a factor in customers' approaches. Did you know Cisco helps managed services providers directly know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technologies and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I'm off to go set up my new Mac. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.